We set out with the barbarians and arrived at Sardica, which is 13 days for a fast traveller from Constantinople. Halting there, we considered it advisable to invite Edecon and the barbarians with him to dinner. The inhabitants of the place sold us sheep and oxen, which we slaughtered, and we prepared a meal. In the course of the feast, as the barbarians lauded Attila and we lauded the emperor, Bigelas remarked that it was not fair to compare a man and a god, meaning Attila by the man and Theodosius by the god. The Huns grew excited and hot at this remark, but we turned the conversation in another direction and soothed their wounded feelings. And after dinner, when we separated, Maximin presented Edecon and Orestes with silk garments and Indian gems. When we arrived at Nisus, we found the city deserted, as though it had been sacked. Only a few sick persons lay in the churches. We halted at a short distance from the river, in an open space, for all the ground adjacent to the bank was full of the bones of men slain in war. On the morrow, we came to the station of Aginthius, the commander-in-chief of the Illyrian armies, Magister Militum per Illyricum, who was posted not far from Nisus, to announce to him the imperial commands, and to receive 5 of those 17 deserters about whom Attila had written to the emperor. We had an interview with him, and having treated the deserters with kindness, he committed them to us. The next day, we proceeded from the district of Nisus towards the Danube. We entered a covered valley with many bends and windings and circuitous paths. We thought we were travelling due west, but when the day dawned, the sun rose in front, and some of us, unacquainted with the topography, cried out that the sun was going the wrong way and portending unusual events. The fact was that part of the road faced the east, owing to the irregularity of the ground. Having passed these rough places, we arrived at a plain which was also well wooded. At the river, we were received by barbarian ferrymen, who rowed us across the river in boats made by themselves out of single trees, hewn and hollowed. These preparations had not been made for our sake, but to convey across a company of Huns, for Attila pretended that he wished to hunt in Roman territory. But his intent was really hostile, because all the deserters had not been given up to him. Having crossed the Danube and proceeded with the barbarians about 70 stadia, we were compelled to wait in a certain plain that Edecon and his party might go in front and inform Attila of our arrival. As we were dining in the evening, we heard the sound of horses approaching, and 2 Scythians arrived with directions that we were to set out to Attila. We asked them first to partake of our meal, and they dismounted and made good cheer. On the next day, under their guidance, we arrived at the tents of Attila, which were numerous, about 3 o'clock, and when we wished to pitch our tent on a hill, the barbarians who met us prevented us, because the tent of Attila was on low ground, so we halted where the Scythians desired. Then a message is received from Attila, who was aware of the nature of their embassy, saying that if they had nothing further to communicate to him, he would not receive them, so they reluctantly prepared to return. When the baggage had been packed on the beasts of burden, and we were perforce preparing to start in the night time, messengers came from Attila, bidding us wait on account of the late hour. Then men arrived with an ox and river fish, sent to us.